Our first act is Danger Mix from Bologna, which is a live exploitation scenario. So maybe did you want to talk to the listeners a little bit about some sort of stuff? But I would like to introduce yourselves and let us know a bit about how the project began and what you do.
Of course. We now present this album that is called Remixes from the Overdub that come out in June 2006 in Italy, and this album is produced by Caucaso Produzioni, self-made independent label based in Bologna, northern Italy. This album is part of a project of multiple projects that we are creating and working around to make communication about creating the sound and creating a sort of platform show for visual and sound and bodies.
Okay. How long have you been? Has this project been going? The Danger Mix thing. How long is it?
It is from 2002 that we are working around.
Okay. And how would you describe what you do? What's the main kind of reason why you started doing this?
We began in 1998 as a punk band, and we turned during the years to become a project with different way of expression, like photography or body art or exposition and performing act.
Sure.
We made our music, we made our video, and also from now, from this year, we made also our dresses, not the one that we are dressing now, but we have got this new section of dressing maker. And we want to only to communicate and to make a field of sound to cover the night that we made, the show that we made, the this kind of thing. We try to sell our music, we try to also to make listen to the people our music.
Okay, cool. So what was your website address again if people want to find out more?
It is caucaso.info, caucaso.info.
How do you spell that?
caucaso.info, caucaso.info.
Okay, so you can find out more there. So are you ready to go? I think we're all connected now.
Yeah, let's try a sound check. Just do you want to send us a noise, folks?
This is.
It's coming through there.
Yeah, it's coming through.
Why is it not coming out of here?
Are we sending...
No, tape.
We have to connect...
No, it's coming out. That's coming through. I'm just not sure that channel is coming through. We have to tape out.
It should be.
This is.
Yep, it's all good.
Danger Mix, then, ladies and gentlemen, live on LFM.
and what about the disease? Hello? Hello? Time. Make noise.
UK.
Oh yeah, what a tune. I see you dancing to that one. It's Jesse Fidu on Club Asia 963 and 974.
And in the end, the home crowd here not too happy as Carlton Cole appeals for some treatment and the referee waves Bayonne. The whistles are very shrill from the home crowd here. Carlton Cole is hobbling towards the halfway line, and it's the pink shirts moving forward from right to left with Caraccio wide towards Carini. A high ball into the penalty area. Bresciano was underneath it, but so too was Jonathan Spector. And again, the ball hits the referee, and our Greek referee too close to the action.
Yeah, he's there, isn't he? He seems too close, but at least he's there, he's in the eyes, and it's a disappointing one. Carlton Cole is unbelievably tackled from the back. It's a definite yellow card in today's law of the game. He's let it off, and now, what, 3 minutes later, he's going to pull the card out.
Yeah, and it's Barzagli who has been booked, one of the central defenders. He's the first player to receive a yellow card this evening. There are five players on yellow cards. If they're booked tonight, they would miss the opening game of the group phase. Nigel Riocco, the only current West Ham player on the field. Matthew Edmonton, who's on the bench, also received a booking in the first leg at Upton Park. The game at the moment, which Palermo are shading at the foot of Mount Pellegrino here in Sicily. 26 minutes played, 0-0 on the night. But Andrea Caracciolo's goal late in the first half at Upton Park still divides these two sides. The winner tonight goes through to the group phase, and the draw for that takes place on Tuesday morning at 11 o'clock as Bresciano, the Australian, flips the ball wide to the far side, looking for the run of the yard, and it's headed back to Roy Carroll.
This is remixes from the overdub. Live from Islington, North London, on LFM.
Yeah.
for the people.
Two sides. This speculated referee of West Ham considered throwing down this near side. And Francesco Quinlan is pulled back in his black and yellow shirt and white socks and bottoms. A real legend here on the island of Sicily in his second spell as Palermo manager. He brought them back into Serie A after several years in the wilderness, took them back to the UEFA Cup, and he's back here after a season off and apparently doing very, very well in Serie A. And they're coming forward now on the far side. Cassano will dribble over to Mulieri.
And he's now gone on the floor.
Da-dee-dong,
da-ba-da-ma-dee-dong, a-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee, a-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-d
And he gets lucky there because James Collins, well, I thought he'd been given the free kick, but in the end, Fontana flapped the ball away and a corner's been given, and that was a great effort from Arlen Harewood.
Well, that was a save for the cameras, though, wasn't it? You know, it's a fantastic overhead kick by Harewood in the first place. He's got it on target, what he asked. He'd go past the keeper, but camera's up.
0-0, 32 minutes played. Bowyer's corner, driven into the penalty area, controlled by Coley. Shot slowly, tipped away by Fontana again, behind for a corner, and the goalkeeper there knew very little about that.
Again, it's inside the box. Charles Coley, he's spot on it. I mean, it's a sharp turn, he just hopes to get it on target, but again, the goalkeeper is down in his foot.
West Ham need to score in this pressure. The corner's played in, the looping header from Collins, and this time, Fontana tips the ball over the bar for yet another corner, and he's made three pretty good saves in the space of a couple of minutes, the nearly 40-year-old goalkeeper.
Well, to keep the pressure on now, this is the time, you know, you can hear the crowd.
Bowyer's corner, driven in again, Collins up again with the header, this time he doesn't really get his angles right. The head was in his hands before it hit the turf, it's got home for a goal kick, and all of a sudden, Palace is very, very vulnerable.
There's always a time for a team like West Ham when you're away from home, and you're under the cosh a little bit. There's a time when you won't get 5-10 minutes spell, and you always get on top. And at the minute, West Ham at the heart of it a little bit, the passing's got together on occasions, they're getting set pieces, and that's what they seem to be causing the problems in the set pieces.
Well, that flurry of West Ham pressure has been the key for the Palermo supporters to turn up the volume away to our left, many of them whirling their pink and black scarves around their heads, but it's still goalless, but West Ham are getting closer. Hot time to James Park, here's Peter Slater.
It's goalless, and you've got to thank the ordinary for large parts of the first half. Oscar Wojnarowicz of Levadia almost giving them the lead midway through. Newcastle slightly better as the game progressed. Emery close with a couple of free kicks, one tipped over the bar by the keeper, so Newcastle just 1-0 ahead on aggregate. Sibierski's goal in the first leg, 0-0 here at half-time.
Andy Rowan has gone tumbling on the far side for Palermo on the right corner of the penalty area, and that was a very soft free kick.
Honestly, it's very, very soft. It's the pocket case, he's gone in there, it gives away the free kick. You don't
I think it was more the pressure thing. It was pressure to self and bad touch in the first place, pressure to self into making a tackle that really I don't think had any, especially around about the edge of the ball.
So Rangers lead Canada by a goal to nil. Paris Saint-Germain lead Paris by a goal to nil. All the other matches involving UK teams are goalless. We'll be out of Blackburn in a second. But Palermo have a free kick here in a very, very dangerous position. And Eugenio Carrillo will take it. Wide towards Simplicio de Magillis.
This is remixes from the other dab.
Yeah. Attack. Jamie Mole in on the goalkeeper there, who was struggling out of his area, and Seabrook with a header before the post to go completely unmarked. Past the post, that really hot, first real attack of the game, concerted attack. It's first part of the game. The reason for Hearts fans is that they haven't conceded yet. Sparta Prague nil, Hearts nil.
So Hearts struggling to go through, West Ham as well. Rangers were ahead.
The referee has blown for the interval here at Ibrox. Rangers 2 to the good as Andy Gillis
is
from Hearts there. Rangers got their second. Phil Bardsley, the man. Because the goalkeeper, Rangers 2,
nil.
It's half time at Ewood Park. Ian Brown.
Yes, it's 1-0 to Black.
3-2,
they lead Salzburg of Austria on aggregate, but it should have been 2-0 at the break. McCarthy right on the stroke of half-time, heading wide from Bentley's cross when he should have buried it. But McCarthy has scored the goal. It came on the half-hour. Very deft feet from the South African on the edge of the penalty area, turning the defender Linker, opening up the space, and then a right-footed shot snaked inside.
Central surround house speaker, Kishan.
For 19 minutes, his stinging shot from outside the box flew narrowly past David Ford's right-hand post, and Ford had to be alert again to deny Kalou a few moments ago from 18 yards. The Aircom League outfit are under pressure, perhaps fortunate to be trailing by just a single goal. It's PSG 1, Derry City 0, about 9 minutes from half-time. It's been a goal at St. George's Park. Peter Slater. Very nearly equal, I see, half a foot slow coming up his line. Very
Don't take away the music!
One standard lead. Vigo two up on aggregate. Achevio one, Braga nil. Braga still hanging on in that game. Grasshoppers five at Wiederbergs nil. It's 8-0 on aggregate, so Grasshoppers are through. And Nancy are through as well. They've beaten Schalke by 3-1 tonight. 3-2 on aggregate. Denser have beaten Hertha Berlin to go through. And so too Parma. They're through, having beaten Kazan 1-0 tonight, 2-0 on aggregate. Marseille are out though. So no trip south, trip to the south of France if one of the British sides are involved against them. It's Boleslav 4, Marseille 2. So Boleslav through, 4-3 on aggregate. No sooner do we talk about dancing in St James's Park, but there's some more trickery up there.
Well, once he's started, he can't stop. Bobby Fimi Martins has scored two goals in 3 minutes. This time, a lovely volley from outside of the penalty area. He beat a player, took it on to the edge of the area, and then buried it just into the top corner and came off the underside of the crossbar. And he celebrates. He's a bit like Lamar Nuvalu. A couple of handstands at the back.
Stop the music!
Blackburn are in front as well. West Ham struggling. We've got second half commentary coming from Palermo. They're two down now on aggregate. Derry City look as if they could be going out in Paris. Rangers look safe enough tonight. 2-0 up and 2-0 on aggregate. Hearts got a goal from somewhere. And so do Spurs at the moment. 5 Live Sport, 22 minutes to 9. Join me for half the news.
On DAB Digital Radio, Digital TV,
words from the Home Secretary John Reid and an apology from John Prescott. Dr. Reid told them that there'd be no concessions to extremists living in Britain. Speech from his intention to step down as Deputy Prime Minister. He says he was sorry for the embarrassment his extramarital affair had caused the party.
Johnny started his speech by saying thank you. I want to start now by saying sorry. This party has given me everything, and I've tried to give it everything I've got. And only in the last year, I let myself down. I let you down. So, confidence, I just want to say sorry.
Britain's top police officer, Sir Ian Blair, says his officers are spending £1 million a week on investigating the alleged plot to blow up transatlantic unions. He's warned that the NATO mandate is facing considerable difficulties funding anti-terror operations. Downing Street say the Pakistani leader, Pervez Musharraf, has accepted assurances that a leaked defence document criticising the Pakistani Secret Service does not represent British government policy. President Musharraf's been talking to Tony Blair this evening at Chapel. The EU essentially treated Richard Collins as the top of the leadership of the Tories for full recovery. He died after his car crashed in Yorkshire.
Earlier today, we found captain.
Do you think there should be changing the law now to make sure that something like this never happens again?
I hope so, and there
will
be no
confusion
next time.
There is a city of two behind now, and Paris, Paris Saint-Germain, 2:30 on the night, and 2:00 on the night as well. The next chairman, Ken Bates, has escaped the Football Association charge of misconduct following comments he made about Chelsea last night. Chelsea lodged an official complaint for the FA after Bates branded them a bunch of shysters from Siberia. The FA say that they've now studied the evidence and Bates has no case to answer. Barcelona striker Samuel Eto's had surgery and is expected to be out for up to 5 months after injury with me. And I think it's Champions League match against their brother. Last spring, the Hugo Bowser from the Association of Football Agents has told us that we want Colin Gordon to apologise for saying the majority of football agents are corrupt. They gave a backtrack on his remarks and Steele says he needs to explain himself.
Well, I think he has to make it absolutely clear to everybody exactly how he's going to make that sort of statement, why he thinks he's the majority yesterday and why he thinks he's the minority today. We've always thought he's the minority. We were very upset because it was a dope-pad, an absolute impact on the business of people who, generally speaking, it's the great majority of people trying to get on with a difficult job and doing it very well.
And Tiger Woods is back on form to lead on 800 par after the first round of the World Golf Championship.
On the way, still four drivers on the magic.
and West Ham are in possession at the moment. They have Carr in goal, back four Spector, Collins and Gabigon, Konchesky, in midfield Boyan, Mascherano and Rio Porter, with Carwood and Thomas
to be able to control the ball. Trap through the tennis. Three options for him. Up to get and up to set. Three. Control. So I'll turn the put on there. He's inside the wrong time. Three. Thank you.
that's 25 points, plus the usual operator rates.
Listening, but Danger Mix, ladies and gentlemen.